Coming to you from the HagmanReport.com studio, located in the Keystone State, birthplace of a mighty nation, it's your host, Doug Hagman.
This is the Hagman Report for today. It is Thursday, July 28th, 2022. I want to welcome everyone to today's program. Thank you so much for your belief and your trust in us. We've got a great show today. Of course, Steve Quayle, stevequayle.com, gen6.com. And we're going to be talking about Civil War II. Okay. Now, a couple of things, just very quickly. We've talked about, yesterday, Aaron Brickman was on, and we were talking about, Civil War versus a revolution. And we've talked about that throughout the week and throughout the weeks. Where are we at with this? Where are the American citizens at with respect to saying enough is enough? All right, I'm done. I'm done with all of this crap. I've had it, you know, pushed to the breaking point. There are two sides to this, or two aspects to this, in my view. You've got the upset at the government overreach. And then you've got the all sides digging in against one another. So one is a civil war, one is a revolution, right? The revolution would be against the federal government. And again, this is an intellectual discussion. This is not advocating anything. So one is, all right, the government overreaches so much, we can't take this anymore. We've got to look to the Constitution, employ the proper steps in the Constitution, and say, okay, government, we've got to replace you. Remember, you know, the Tree of Liberty needs water from time to time with the blood of the patriots and tyrants. Sadly, patriots as well. So there's that government overreach that we have to address. And we're seeing that in the subjugation of our federal government to the World Economic Forum, the CFR, other trilateral commission, other globalist organizations that really have no stock or should have no stock in this country. It's amazing to me. I found this out. Foreign countries own, let me just make sure I have this correct. Foreign countries own 379 million or 279 million, I'm sorry, acres of farmland in this country. You're looking at China, Iran, Russia, some of our worst enemies, along with Bill Gates as well. I'll have a corrected figure on that momentarily. It's really millions upon millions upon millions of acres of farmland, of productive farmland. What are they doing with that? And why? It's some, of course, very, very close to sensitive location sites, nuclear sites as well. So you've got to look at the reasons behind that. Why are we allowing this? And you've got this January 6th committee, that's this show trial. You've got the government overreach on that and trying to keep President Trump off the ballot for 2024. You think we're going to make it to 2024? Do you think, is there any doubt in your mind that, number one, this January 6th committee is not a constitutionally proper committee? I mean, if you don't know the history behind these committees, these select committees, how they are set up, then you've got to understand that this, the way this was established, was not correct, and especially not having the ranking minority members select, or they were selected as opposed to allowed by the minority to be placed into this committee. So everything, what I'm trying to say is everything is just a cluster, you know, okay? It's all a show, okay? And then you've got Biden, all right? Biden. No blink Biden. I showed this yesterday. Eric the Tech, I don't know if you can from yesterday, just that clip of no blink Biden. There's something wrong here, folks. There's something very wrong with this. The entire world, as we see it, I believe, is a stage. There are things going on that you look at things and you say, wait a second, something's really wrong with that. And then, of course, you got your neighbor over here saying, "No, you're just a conspiracy theorist." How can you deny what's right in front of your face? And I mentioned yesterday too. I've done my share of interviews over the years. Okay, okay. So for those watching this, here's Biden on screen, 33 seconds. This guy does not blink. When the average blink rate is you blink once every, four to six seconds, depending on the emotion involved and what you're doing and such, okay? So when you've got a, thank you, Eric the Tech, by the way, for this. When you've got this, when you're looking at this and all of the inconsistencies about this take, and this is a much longer take, a much longer video. And of course, there are change of outfits, and you've got this very odd appearing. I mean, look at this guy. Look at this guy. And tell me again, 81 million people voted for this Muppet? And even if they did, you think there's any buyer's remorse right now? I would say. All right. So there's that. But the big thing is, and the theme of today's show with Steve Quayle from stevequayle.com, gen6.com, is Civil War II. I mean, we're right there. We are looking into, we are at the abyss. You know, I there's a time in my life, and sometimes you look at somebody and say, you know, I'm barely hanging on. I'm barely hanging on. That's where this country is. We're barely hanging on. You know that feeling, right? That's where we are. So you've got the anger justifiable at the government. You've got Birx, by the way, touting her, Deborah Birx. You remember Scarf Lady saying, well, you know, this whole thing was with respect to the vaccines, as she called it. It was all, we knew it wasn't going to work. Wait a second, what? And then you got Fauci, okay, that garden gnome out there still yapping. By the way, Fauci made just a ton of money over the scandemic. You've got bioweapons that are absolutely being employed, including the injecticide. You've got the sudden adult death syndrome, SADS, right? The CDC removing information about excess mortality from their website. We're being lied to every turn, and you got morons out there walking around with masks in grocery stores wondering, you know, hey, what's the bright, well, you know, how come my canned stew's going up so much? I mean, what's wrong with you people? Not you, not the listeners and viewers. So I said all that as a precursor to this. Something has got to give. And to talk about that is Steve Quayle from stevequayle.com, gen6.com, a good friend, a great friend, as a matter of fact, perhaps one of my only friends. I don't know. More people are just jumping ship, just saying, you know what, Doug, you're off the rails, brother. You're on your own. So, and by the way, please say a prayer for Alex Jones too. Oh man, can you imagine? Hey, you're guilty. I said you're guilty, no trial, but you're guilty because, you know, that's the way the system works. And we're just going to decide how much it's going to cost you for being guilty. You talk about lawfare. That's what's taking place with Alex Jones. But you can count on this. In the next, between now and the midterms, and if not the midterms and shortly thereafter, you're going to have more and more people being indicted under the color of authority by excuse of the January 6th. Incident and conspiracy than any other time. And you're going to have places, including and especially places like this platform, perhaps being shut down by the people in power. And I'm not going to go quietly in the night, and I guarantee you it will be ugly. Look, I'm not going to say I'm going to make it, but I'll tell you what, I'll do everything I can to take as many of you out with me as possible. End of story. I mean, it's just the way it is. And that's not a threat. That's just a statement because at my age, you know, hey, what can I tell you? So, all right. Steve Quayle, stevequayle.com. We had some great, great, important information about this mini conference fundraiser too to talk about as well. So I'm going to leave it there. Steve, thanks for coming on. brother. It's good to see you. You look great.
Well, thank you. And again, casual, different background, taking care of business. I think of that song, Taking Care of Business. That's what I'm doing.
BTO, man. Yeah. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. Yep. And the deal is that you just showed the Biden AI-generated deep fake. I want people to be reminded of that term, a deep fake, because the depth of the fakery, maybe let's use that word, fakery, maybe substitute a certain consonant for a vowel, but we were absolutely dealing with fake videos are becoming more common, and we were all told you're not going to be able to see, you're not going to be able to trust with your eyes or trust with your ears what you see and hear. I want to share this. We are the most mind-controlled, zombified nation in the United States as Americans in the world. You can't challenge it because, Doug, I remember saying this. I brought this on because I knew we were going to talk about Civil War II. This, the mask, okay? The mask was America's yellow star moment. The mask set up the Stasi, the Gestapo, the KGB, and every spy agency in the world. This became the symbol of surrendering our freedom, our liberty, and most importantly, our minds, okay? People went along with this when every bit of science spoke against us. Now we get Fauci and Birx. And by the way, Fauci's personal fortune, I'm told by guys in the international financial community, is in the billions, not millions. I couldn't know that, but evidently somebody who knows that knows that. So I also went on record calling him he who would put Mengele, Dr. Joseph Mengele, would replace Mengele, Stalin, and Mao as the greatest mass murderer in the history of the world. I was told, and I'm just telling you this, that the biggest secret that every nation is keeping from the people are the amount of true deaths within their nation from COVID, from more importantly, the vaccines, from the vaccination people. So, ladies and gentlemen, anybody that would challenge that statement today, well, you should ask yourself this. When has anyone in the government ever told the truth? When justice died and the Supreme Court refused to even entertain the issues surrounding the faux pas, F-A-U-X, what is it, whatever you spell pas, as the false election, that automatically to question the lie became grounds for imprisonment. So I came up with a statement. I'm not trying to be clever, but it's true. And I mean, not that it's clever, but it's true. The mask of the beast is what ultimately brought people to their knees that will lead directly to the mark of the beast. And whether you want to argue that every vaccine strain has a different number, a different group of adjuncts, we became lab rats, ladies and gentlemen, in the former home of the free, home of the brave. Liberty and justice disappeared for all. And now today we're going to talk about Civil War. I want to make it clear. I'm monitoring, and others who are really good at statistics, I'm not, but the people who are, I ask the question, you guys monitor for me, please, the amount of time the word Civil War is used in relationship to revolution. I want to know the flash words. And guess what, Doug, as they're traced back, they're all originating from government internet addresses. Does that surprise you?
Not in the least. No.
Yep.
No, not in the least. And it's the trending. I've got to say this, the trending on Twitter and social networking. It's funny because a lot will be throttled, but the, for example, Ray Epps. Okay. I'm just tossing this out there as an example for people. How can I put this? The misattributed incorrect facts about Ray Epps are amplified. In other words, somebody says, well, his wife works for Dominion voting system. Well, she works for Dominion, apparently Dominion, but not the voting system. So it has nothing to do with everything, but that's amplified in order to discredit everything else. So what you're saying, yes, A lot of times the governments or the NGOs will amplify things like civil war or whatever, whether it's the amplification is there. It's there, and we are being manipulated if you go to the social media. Right. So just go ahead.
And the term you're looking for is neuro-linguistic programming.
Yes.
Real simple. Tell a lie, tell a big enough lie, tell it often enough, and attack the truth. Obviously, Saul Alinsky's rules for radicals. And you know what's interesting? Not one of those dumb, fecally contaminated, I'm trying to be more kind, and I mean that, Republicans or closet communists even challenged. Very few did. There were some that did, but the majority went along to get along the entire narrative of January 6th being an insurrection when the greatest insurrection happened in the stolen election. You can't have 51 of the nation's top intelligence and law enforcement officials all lying, all perjuring themselves and getting caught at it and claim that there aren't grounds for suspicion here. So the term neuro-linguistic programming, NLP, simply means that we are bombarded with it day in and day out. If you listen to the mainstream vomit brokers, that's my term for the MSM, what makes you think that they who are out to be accessories to your demise, I'm on record saying that, I'll stand by my statement, who put the entire pretty much world, but United States under solitary confinement, destroyed our remaining production line, now are in the process of starving people into submission by synthetic meat. You know, I joke that the Bill Gates of hell have opened. And when you start seeing, Doug, the amount of land, as you referred early on in the show, to that he's owned, you've got to understand. And I'm sorry, that's a metaphor. People need to understand that they're serious about you eating insects, because at the end of the day, they've even gone one step lower than zombies. At least zombies had a linear connection to human beings or former human beings. Now you're an insect, and they're going to let you eat yourself. Oh, and by the way, I stand by my statement. You know, we've been friends a long time, Doug. And to my knowledge, no one ever said this. And I don't believe I said it. I believe it was a direct revelation from heaven. And all the devils out there that want to mock God, go ahead and mock them. But nobody ever said that cannibalism would fill the headlines of the day and that it would be in conjunction with the major volcanoes of the day going off. And by the way, that many years ago, there's maybe one big volcano a year, not, 20, 30, 40 of them a year. So now that we have the mainstream media pushing cannibalism, ladies and gentlemen, you see how Hollywood has pretty much prepared everyone, even though it's almost 70 years ago now, with Soylent Green, the movie with Charlton Heston and Edward G. Robinson. The amount of insults become greater and greater. You've been denigrated. You went from a freedom, having a American flag on your chest or on your pocket, wherever. Now we basically have our yellow star moment. A certain female newspaper reporter, investigative journalist, she's not a newspaper reporter, was fired when she likened Dr. Mengele to Fauci. I want to make it clear, based on the numbers I see that I always said, Steve, you cannot release those. I can say this, the validation of my statement to Dr. Mengele of Fauci is as accurate and actually more accurate. And when people won't believe the obvious, they won't believe that which doesn't come through the mainstream press. So, Doug, having said that, we're at this point of, call it revolution, call it civil war. I use the differentiation, the revolution, there was more of a cohesive group of people that loved the freedom word and were tired of being basically kicked out of their houses by the British, taxed on everything by the British. Sounds familiar, doesn't it? And now we have the greatest housing crisis with another, and you had Aaron Brickman on, talking about what interest rates do to the markets. And ladies and gentlemen, the whole point of moving the interest rates up are to put mortgages of private homes into default And the whole point of shutting it down is the biggest powers of hell in the world are basically the Rothschild banking consortium that said this. Amschel Rothschild, give me control of a nation's money, and I care not who writes its laws. More importantly, Jesus Christ came along and said the love of money is the root of all evil. And therefore, the control of money is the control of all evil. So, Doug, point one, we're going to talk about three things. And I still have five fingers, so maybe talk about five things. But the intentional dispossession of America's most, I think, cherished family goal was to own their own house, a place they could call home. Home, sweet home. And now the devils that are want to turn it into home, sweet homicide. They want to get rid of, and I'm going to call a new word, domicide. Maybe it already exists, but I'm meaning this. The places that Americans have called home are already sold off. If you have a mortgage to some third-party sovereign wealth fund, when people can no longer pay their mortgages, they will get eviction notices. Those who still have some income will be able to stay as a tenant. And you see what they just did? They just took America's home ownership and they just had to raise the interest rate, and the banks are raising interest rates. And anybody who has a variable rate mortgage is going to be in a world of hurt. For all the years I've been on talk radio, podcast, guesting, blah, 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 30 years, I've told people never get a variable rate. Well, brother, I got 1 3/4. No, it's 1.5. Yeah, what do you do when it's 10.5? Doug, the warnings are to the place now where warnings have turned into actions that are being taken against the American people. So we got BlackRock, Interstage, right? BlackRock, $10 trillion in assets. What do you think a bank that holds, let me just say this, $5 billion in private home mortgages is going to be willing to sell that for? Well, maybe they sell the whole thing. If it's $5 billion, they give a 20% discount. So now it's $4 billion. I don't think people understand that $10 trillion is 10,000 billion. Does that make sense to everybody? Yeah.
So that's a lot.
That's a lot. So now we've got the disposition and the dispossession of your home. Where do you live? Where do you stay warm? Oh, we've got you covered there too. We're going to raise your heating and power rates to the place where you will not be able to either heat your home or eat in your home. But we are coming up with a menu for you that will, based on your caloric intake and based on your social credit score, when you go to, let's say, withdraw credit union units, you'll have a readout that will say something like, you were docked 2 points for making the statement you made to John Doe about this whole method of distributing, this whole method of distributing food sucks. There goes, now you're down to 1,300 calories a day. So what we're talking about, ladies and gentlemen, tackling inflation, that's like creating, how could this ever be even typed? That's like creating a bioweapon in China's lab. It came out, it was true, even Chinese spokespeople of high rank, CCP, Chinese Communist Party, said, hey, with our bioweapon, we defeated the United States. Where is the disconnect? Because people listen to NLP bullshit. Now, I'm using the word bullshit. I want people to understand why I think that's even a better word now. Bullshit is basically everything you can put into a person's life. Let's say we all have, if you want to liken our life to a ship, we're on a journey, and guess what? They're loading up the ship with more stuff, and there comes a point where the life and, let's say, the lordship in our life basically gets so overwhelmed that only Jesus can keep us afloat. I have a simple answer to everybody. Said, well, what are your solutions? There are none. The nation has passed unto judgment. As a nation, go ahead and vote. Go ahead and vote for the man of the day. Another slogan, another waving flag. And meanwhile, ladies and gentlemen, All your money that you paid in taxes for has been shifted to military equipment that's gone into the Ukraine and other weapons markets and is sold on the black market that will come back to bite us all on our heads in the sand, the posturing of our posterior. And Doug, that's why this country is absolutely, how should I say this? In my opinion, doomed unto damnation, except for the redeemed. So the answer is Jesus Christ, And when I hear this, God willing, you got to understand, for Joe Biden to say the word God, he does not mean God of heaven. I wish the Catholics would get that. A lot of them do. I wish the Protestants would get that. These people, when they say God, whether it's Pelosi, whether it's Biden, whoever, they mean Lucifer. That's why the prophet in the Old Testament cried, woe unto them that call good evil and evil good. They're seizing the narrative, but they're not talking about the God of heaven. The God of heaven says a soul that sinneth shall surely die. The Lord God of heaven is angry with the sinner all the day long. Bloodthirsty murder is the order of the day. And the biggest fight, isn't it interesting, Doug? The biggest political fight beyond climate is the sacrifice of the innocents and the blood of the innocents. And now we're putting up with the same horse manure people. And by the way, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to grab that with my middle finger, but it kind of looks that way, that put up with a new mandate coming on the horizon. You've got schizophrenic Satanists with a agenda who may be even real or deep faked at the day because they're hiding out in a bunker or somebody's put out termination order on them because they haven't played the game right. The point is that if America succumbs again to another mask mandate, if you submit, I submit, we submit to another lockdown, we're as good as dead. And when they say this lockdown is going to be different, they've given orders behind the scenes, the transportation companies, whether it's UPS, anything that services the United States, FedEx, USPS, they're all going to shut down. So even during the last pandemic, you could get it on Amazon if you had an Amazon account or a credit card and order stuff to your front door. But it's been a strategic disassociation with your freedom to choose, your freedom to move, and pretty soon it will be your freedom to exist.
And all the things you just said too. One of the things that we didn't mention, you didn't mention that I think that we have to factor in here is the globalists, the traitors within our government, within our communities have been gaming for the last decade plus or even four decades this climate change emergency. People are kind of, things are happening at a breakneck pace. Climate change emergency, once an emergency is declared, I'm telling you what, the rules of government change. So keep that in mind. By the way, I do want to correct something I said earlier about the land ownership. It is not hundreds of acres. According to reports, 37.6 million acres or about 2.9% of the nation's total farmland, ranch, and even forest land are under foreign ownership, were under foreign ownership in 2020, which was the last year as of the first quarter of this year available for disclosure. So having said that, I just want to because people are going to say, oh, you're overstating the case. Even with that, that's a huge number. And when you break it down even further, it becomes even more frightening. But okay, that aside, you're exactly right. Everything you just said, the lockdowns that are coming, and there will be additional lockdowns, there have to be. But Steve, let me ask you this. Do you think that the majority of the American public are going to put up with another series of lockdowns? And will that be the spark that'll put neighbor against neighbor, brother against brother, and so on?
Yeah, that's my second point. Lockdowns this time will initiate, and I believe rightly so, armed resistance. armed resistance. Anybody who can claim that the lockdowns were a good thing for America, even agents and federal agents, if they had a variable rate mortgage, guess what? Their payments are going up too. Guess what? When their wives come home from work and say, honey, there's no more Chef Boyardee, I'm making this up, ravioli available. There's no this, there's no that. There's just nothing. Or then it goes on. Well, you know, they're all promised they'll be taken care of. That's a lie too. And I would encourage everybody that's buying into the lie to turn Americans against Americans to understand the entities want us to kill each other off in order so that they don't have to fight anyone off. And so, Doug, I think that is the number two point that is going to be critical, that is going to cause the Civil War to begin. And I think number three, we'll just get there. Number three, which is so obvious, but people are missing it. We're seeing too many cyber attacks. We're seeing hacks. Excuse me.
We are seeing a lot. And by the way, Steve, to your point, we are seeing a lot of things taking place with respect to computer intrusions into infrastructure areas of our infrastructure. This is not being reported. We get some DHS level reports. I don't want to go too deep into that, except to say that there are interruptions that have been stopped by computers. By the way, like Obama before him, Biden is just the best seller of guns, speaking of Civil War 2.0 perhaps, or even revolution, but AR-15 and AK-47 rifle sales surge to 24 million more than Ford F-150s. I had said this last week, and I'll say it again. The report had come out, Washington Examiner. The AR-15 and AK-47 rifle sales surged to 24 million more sales than Ford F-150s. And yeah, they're flying off the shelves, and that should portend it's something. So there you go, Steve. Go ahead.
Well, I think the third thing that most people will say, I think this is the final issue. The final issue is the Second Amendment. Under no circumstances should anyone answer their door at any time to anyone if they do not know them. The day will come, ladies and gentlemen, when the last thing you want to do is answer your front door. You don't have to. Now, obviously, I understand, you know, there's a potential for SWAT. There's a potential for all this stuff. But, Doug, what they count on is they don't count on 1, 2, 3, 5, 10 million people saying enough is enough. They have a plan for that, too. It's called the United Nations troops. But we're in a civil war. Excuse me. We're in a civil war that only one side realizes they're fighting to win, and that's the bad guys. All the rhetoric of the Second Amendment, in my opinion, is rhetoric unless people realize this. And this is what it boils down to. Whether it's freedom, you only will be able to keep the freedoms you're willing to fight and die for. If it's your food, you're only willing to keep. When you hear people say, well, they're going to do this, they're going to do that, mark that person off your trustworthy schedule if they were ever on it. If people don't understand now that we're being starved, literally starved out of existence, that our children are being butchered at a infant scale with a nasty vaccination from hell that's killing the future of humanity. I have no time for meow men. I have no time for apologists. I have no time saying, oh, you're just such a fear monger. Anybody who's ever called you that, trust me, unless they've come and apologized, and if they've done it publicly, they apologize publicly, they're your worst enemy because they're already jealous. At the end of all, Doug, criticism is based on, especially when the Christian church is, or that which claims to be Christian, is based on jealousy and envy. Whether you've worked 25 years of your life for your platform, I've worked all the years of my life or my platform. There are people who hate us simply because, hey, we pay our bills. There are people who hate us because we're on the front, if you will, of the icebreaker so they can come through. But they don't get it. They don't get that the truth is their only deliverance from this hell of a mess that we're in as a former nation that once thrived on liberty, justice, and freedom that does not exist anymore. What we exist in is the twilight of all of the World War II graves of veterans, of all of the graves of every veteran, not just between World War II. That's my guard doodle in the background. Everything that we've done is basically based on the premise that the freedoms we've enjoyed now, someone else is willing to die for, but we're not even willing to speak up against. Go ahead and get it, Doug. Take it for a minute.
Exactly. And by the way, Lady the Studio Dog, her ears perked up when she heard Steve's dog as well. It's fun. It's fun. Live radio. I'll tell you what, live radio, live broadcasting is fun. You know what, folks, before we go any further, okay, let me take a break here. And because I've got to address this. I want to thank those people who support this broadcast, support us, and as well as our corporate sponsors, as few as they may be. One, of course, is ZipRecruiter, ZipRecruiter.com/Hagman. I got to tell you something. The copy. Well, I'll tell you this. I hate to travel. I hate it with a passion. My wife loves to travel. I hate to travel. Okay. But there's one thing that we have in common. When we do travel, when I have to travel and she wants to travel and we do travel, have you ever thought about the people at the end of the journey that make your life better? Seriously, especially me, not liking to travel. I depend on people like a hotel concierge, somebody who's got the information, who knows the best places to go. Or even if I do take a tour, tour guides with some terrific background stories and stuff, because we do go off the beaten path sometime. And the people who know where to go, the best places to go, those people are hard to come by, but when you do find them, oh, it makes your trip so much better. You know, outstanding talent, it's crucial for a very successful business. And if you're hiring, you can find talent for roles just like I laid out. And more at ZipRecruiter. And when you try for free at ZipRecruiter.com/Hagman, I'm telling you, you can try this service. If you are a business owner, you're looking for that special talent. And my stepson has used this. I'm telling you, this service to wonderful satisfaction, because oftentimes he needs specific people for specific jobs. And as a matter of fact, three are still working there 3 years later. So three years later, good numbers. ZipRecruiter.com/Hagman. ZipRecruiter uses its powerful technology to find and match the right candidates with your job. You can easily review these recommended candidates and invite your top choices to apply. Additionally, ZipRecruiter has a complete suite of tools that makes it easy to filter, review, and rate your candidates. You know, it's no wonder ZipRecruiter is the number one rated hiring site based on G2 satisfaction ratings as of January 1st, 2022. I'm telling you, I thank them for the people who use them to put the great people in places that I deal with. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. ZipRecruiter does a fantastic job. Travel to this easy to remember web destination. You can remember this. ZipRecruiter.com/Hagman. That's where you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, for free. Again, that's ZipRecruiter.com/Hagman. I'm going to spell out Hagman because people leave off that N, the extra N afterwards. It's Hagmann, ZipRecruiter.com/Hagman. ZipRecruiter is the smartest way to hire, and they make my life a lot easier when I travel. And I know that my destination, they've used ZipRecruiter to put the best people in place. So ZipRecruiter.com/Hagman. With me is Steve Quayle, SteveQuayle.com, Gen6.com. By the way, hey, if you haven't done this already, you know, Steve was talking about different things that that he's written about and talked about over the years. You know, something. Now's a great time because how we don't know how long things are going to last. Now's a great time to pick up any one of his books, DVDs, Mega Drought, for example. What's going on? Mega Drought, right? Go to stevequayle.com or gen6.com. Everything's available really from stevequayle.com. Just click on the appropriate links and make sure you get a hold of his books. I have his books in my office, which is why they're not here in the studio right now, but they're in my office. I refer to them a lot because everything he's written is taking place today. It's fabulous. So go to gen6.com or stevequayle.com and click on the appropriate link, get his books, get Mega Drought, and you will be so amazed at what he's done. The knowledge. I mean, his legacy is there. The man has got a tremendous legacy. People are going to be talking about Steve Quayle for centuries, millennia. I mean, and I'm not trying to, I'm just telling you the truth. Okay. Because I'll tell you what, when I first read, I remember the first book I read and I thought, wow, that's some far out stuff. Well, guess what? Like Steve said earlier, New York Times pushing cannibalism. Actually somewhat endorsing cannibalism, or at least legitimizing it. Do you ever think you'd see that? Steve did. Steve, hopefully I didn't take too much of your time, but thank you for doing all the work that you've done and all the research you've done to make this period of time a little bit more understandable. Appreciate that.
Well, thank you, Doug. Again, ladies and gentlemen, I made the announcement. I'll make it on your show too. Once my books, the ones we have in stock, are sold out, I'm not reprinting any of my books simply because the cost of the paper, the cost of the ink, the cost of this, the cost of that, and transportation is going to be shutting down. So I know what some of my books sell for on Amazon that are no longer, Doug, in publication. And I mean, a couple of them hit some major money. I think one of the Long Walkers book I saw sell for $800, which, by the way, I don't have any more of those. So when these books are sold out, my books, the videos will be available as long as I can, because obviously they demand less ink, less paper and everything. But some of these, like Midnight Strikes, Daniel Holdings wrote that, and that was written so far ahead of time that you can see the different things that are playing out. That basically I held some of this stuff back for 25 years literally didn't talk about it for 25 years because people wouldn't believe it until there was a correct context of time. And now I want to remind everybody too, because this is a good point to segue into the coming conference, which will be uploaded this coming weekend. The Alien Egyptian Connection in America isn't just about that. It is about the University of Antiquity, meaning you're going to get a PhD level. I promise you this, if you'll follow through with it, I can't give you a PhD certification, but you will become doctors of real history. For the last 3 years, we've spent close to $1 million, Gen 6 has, on these expeditions. We have now irrefutable proof of both the pre-Adamic period prior to the creation of Adam and Eve and the post-Adamic period after the creation of Adam and Eve and the perpetual assault on the human race. Again, we establish provenance. We establish authenticity. I know that one of the greatest artificial intelligence-driven programs to discredit us is underway. If that were true, right now, Jesse in Mexico, who started on Expedition 3, and don't let me veer from that, I'll come back to that, is being followed by a half a dozen men and three women. They come at him every way. I don't know anybody, Doug. I couldn't hold up that pressure. But the point is, God has called him to this, and we don't have to worry about what his testicles are made of because they're made of stainless steel. And to withstand, you can't intimidate that man. And guess where his strength lies? It lies in the prayer hours. Man, it lies in the intercession. And he literally gets on whatever is necessary, an airplane, a boat, goes where it needs to be done. And God gives him favor, because this is what I want people to understand. This conference that they can join, that Eric just put up, you know, they go on, obviously, the website. This is what funds our program, but also funds Doug's platform. And we want to thank each and every one of you that have been so faithful. From this point on, after this conference, you're going to be getting updates. We've never done this before. And I felt it was right in the Lord that you continue to join in this. You won't have to wait like 60 days after a find. We get it. We give it to you in real time. Doug, that's how short I believe the time is. And I want to put an artifact up on the screen right now, Eric, if you would. This is a flying saucer, was unearthed in the area within a 500 mile. I'm trying not to give everything away, but I want people to understand this. When you blow this up, and you're going to get such high resolution in the PDF that you'll be able to see every general nuance, but there is language encoded in each one of these images. And these things are being subjected to some of the most sophisticated scanning technologies in the world. Also, experts who are experts are the ones coming up with the interpretation. The Glyph Project, and Doug, you're going to love this. Ancient Aliens now is doing a program, or maybe already has. Somebody must have watched it to let me know it, on glyphs. Just like they had a program after our Sardinia trip and the Holocaust of Giants. They went to Sardinia and it was the Unholy Sea, and just basically copied the whole program, even rented the same experts, you know, so talked to the same eyewitnesses. So, ladies and gentlemen, this is critical for, I believe, the Hagman audience and those of you who have been such a blessing to us, our supporters. You're getting this stuff ahead. But as I said, when Jesus himself made the statement, "Get thee behind me, Satan," that means follow after me. Doug, I believe that the people of God are going to have a short opportunity to lead the way. And if they'll be faithful in understanding the entire area of spiritual warfare and hatred that Satan has towards God's creation, human beings, they will come to find out that this stuff is in the artifact spelled out in detail. Now, let me read this. This artifact is unique and unusual in that it tells us of an entirely new class of temples and works of the fallen angels since the first war in heaven. This is what this says. Now, get this. They are biogenetic temples, and each temple has a breeding area as well as a biogenetic lab, and as well as normal sacrifice areas and so on. And we're working on digging out all we can from the other things which this artifact refers to. When Daniel Holdings went to write the PDF, you guys, we told you we thought it'd be 120 pages. It's going to be 240 pages. Thank you, Eric, for zooming in. The Egyptian wings on the top of it. By the way, this is a saucer. When you open the top of it, you get your friendly little uglier-than-hell alien, okay? And each one of those uglier-than-hell aliens has a species. They have a, believe it or not, they even have a genetic code. Now, you and maybe you would, Doug, you're the investigator, but I don't see genetic code on this. But then I'm not able to read what's going on. And so all of these, how do I say that, artifacts that we're presenting to you, it's going to be a linear, thank you, Jesus, for Daniel Holdings. It's going to be a linear presentation of all the artifacts. And you're going to get, in essence, Doug, I don't know that people realize this. This is a cool thing that God is doing, gifting to all of us. You're going to see stuff that hasn't been available for 9,000 years. In other words, when something's turned up in real time, and you're going to hear the story of how the Smithsonian has hidden all this stuff from the late 40s and even before then. You're going to hear about the things that are poo-pooed as, oh, that's just conspiracy theory. You're going to have it laid out in such a way that it's going to mind blow you. It's going to blow your mind. And as I see all this, each one of these alien entities and their serpentine tails, the DNA strands, there's different, by the way, levels of these aliens. The ones with wings are the aliens. The ones without the wings and the exoskeletons, like Eric put up at the beginning, those are, if you will, the hybrid manipulators of all this stuff. So every time you see a triangle over in the left-hand corner, every time you see the grand lead alien, and I want everybody to notice the head shapes. To say there are like, oh, there's just a half a dozen aliens. No, there's different genetic formations. So biogenesis is the term where Satan tried to do what only God could do and create life by genetically manipulating. I'm not talking human beings. I am not talking human beings. Human beings are created after Genesis 1, 1 and 1, 2 and forward, and everything that God created that was beautiful. But the fallen angels had a civilization on earth. Manetho's Table of Kings, and this is all going to be in the PDF, goes back 450,000 years old when it said when angels ruled the earth. So even the pentagram, even they in the pentagram know that these are the gods, fallen angels of the Sumerians. So how is it that we're in Mexico? Not we, I don't go to Mexico, but how is it that my team is in Mexico turning up all this stuff at this time in history where we're now seeing Egypt and pyramids coming into the public psyche? Just like I remember when I made the statement at Branson, the word normal would never be used again, and it hasn't. So what people are going to get by supporting this conference, and by the way, ladies and gentlemen, you don't have to watch it Friday and Saturday. It'll be uploaded. Obviously, it's been pre-recorded, so we can make sure you get everything. And then the PDF will go out Wednesday or Thursday. Like, I just got off the phone with Daniel Holdings. He says, Steve, we just got another 80 pages of images from our source. And he said, they're blowing my mind. Well, nobody understands us better than Daniel. So I think people are going to be excited, Doug. And again, I want to thank you for the opportunity to present real history, because if people understand that those who get the big picture, when people say, well, what does all that alien stuff have to do with Jesus? Everything. The war in heaven was between God, the Father, Jesus, the preeminent Son, and the fallen angel, actually a cherub, Lucifer, and that murderous rebellion that took place in heaven is now playing out on earth. And if all the Pollyannas out there and all the crybabies and the meow men and the people saying, oh, that's just all not necessary. Yeah, right. Because the same people that are controlling the narrative about all the lies in the present are controlling the truth from the past. And as Orwell said, George R. Orwell said, you know, they who control the present control the past. They who control the past can determine the future. I'm paraphrasing, switching it around a little bit. But now, Eric, if you would put up, the Native American Graves Protection Act, I sent that to you. I want people to see something. All of my life, since I started writing about giants and fallen angels, people say, well, where are all the bones if they exist? In Forbidden History, which is a DVD available on my website, stevequayle.com, I think it's one of the best and most important that I've ever done. And not because, you know, well, just the best I've ever done. But here's the reason why. This is the cover story. And you're going to see some mind-blowing narratives that take this Smithsonian portal to lies apart at the seams. The Native American Graves Protection and Repatriation Act of 1990, or NAGPRA, provides a process for federal agencies and museums that receive funds to repatriate or transfer from their collections certain Native American cultural items. Now, notice Native American. Human remains, funerary objects, sacred objects, and objects of cultural patrimony to lineal descendants and to Indian tribes, Alaska Native corporations, and Native Hawaiian organizations. The BLM, Bureau of Land Management, has stewardship responsibility for the largest collections of museum objects in the Department of the Interior. Almost all these collections are housed in non-federal repositories. Now, Doug, as an investigator, they're talking about, look who has control of all this, the BLM, but look at where they're stored. I will just bottom line is in the Smithsonian. That's where all this stuff is deposited. And see the double talk within this. So there's a famous case, the case of the Kennewick man in Washington State. He was a red-haired non-Native American. That case was in the federal courts, I think, for, oh, good night, at least a half a dozen years, if not more. And this act was challenged. There are people that have had their entire antiquities collections raided that had nothing to do with Native Americans. I mean, trust me, a Roman gladius sword from, a couple hundred years BC in the United States of America presents a real problem for the entire controlled narrative from the Smithsonian. But under this act, it's a grab-all act, Doug, and that's why people, if you find giants, if you find anything out of place, do not tell anybody in law enforcement. Take pictures of them. You can send them to me. And here's the other thing people need to understand. Well, if you guys really had what you say, you'd have all DNA. You'd have everything. You'd have the carbon-14 thermoluminescence scans. Guess why we don't? We have to get those under certain, let's just say this, less than above board means, meaning the main laboratories that date this stuff have a prime directive from the intelligence agencies of the world that if certain criteria, anything to do with giants, anything to do with fallen angels, anything to do with out of place artifacts, they are to inform their handlers immediately. So Doug, I hope I'm presenting a glimpse of the real world right now to all of our viewers, supporters, listeners, because this is what's involved in this coming conference. And it's we got eyewitness testimony. We've got Jesse. We got everything that's in real time. I believe Eric is sitting on 250 images. And so, ladies and gentlemen, you're going to be blown away. And then the complete narrative will follow. And it will be sent out, I think if I'm correct, Doug, then Eric will send out the narrative to every conference registry. Is that okay?
Correct? So what's going to happen is this, and let's
thanks for correcting.
Yeah. So folks, if you have pre-registered, I mean, it's really, 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 really simple. And if I can do this, I know you can too, because I went through the pre-register. I did, like you. Okay. I pre-registered, I purchased the mini conference. So on the 30th, go ahead and go sign back in to your, what do you call that? Your account. Thank you. I was looking for a different word than that. Sign into your account at HagmanReport.com in the where you signed up originally. Download the videos. Now, because, and this is so important for people to really, really, I think, really understand. Because I've been watching Eric and Steve and Daniel Holdings. I'm just so amazed by this. The information that's coming in from Steve to Daniel that Eric is processing, okay, it's changing. You're going to be getting more than we thought. So the PDF, you're going to sign back in. Oh, I'm going to say Wednesday of next week. So Saturday, sign in, get the videos. That'll prep you for the PDF. Sign back in on Wednesday. You can sign in 100 times, okay? Because you've created your account. Sign in your account. Download the PDF. Look at it. Because the information in the PDF has changed so much and added. There's so much that's been added. From an investigative point of view, I'll just say this. This is the best evidence. When I looked at this, and I struggled with this, folks. I struggled with this because very quick. I remember getting this book in 2013, True Legends. Steve Quayle's book, True Legends, okay? And it talks about the Tales of Giants and the Plume Serpents. Okay. So I'm thinking, okay, so boy, if half of this is true, it's wow, it's concerning. But what does this have to do with anything? Okay, one thing. Let me just take a quick left turn here. Corrupting Mankind's History, Chapter 3. Steve talks about the Smithsonian. When it comes to the history of North America, the Smithsonian Institution, which consists, by the way, of 19 museums and 9 research centers with more than 140 museums around the world that's affiliated with it, have been instrumental in concealing and warping the historical record. So what does that mean as a Christian? You look at the Bible, you look at the so-called evidence at the Smithsonian, and you think, okay, well, it really, boy, you know, there seems to be some discontinuity here. What you're going to find with the PDF is the continuity that's been lacking forever, okay? Does that make sense? In other words, to me, as an investigator, I can look at this PDF and the videos and say, okay, guess what, folks? The story of the Bible is not only correct, it's rich, and the history behind all of this is being backed up by artifacts being found by Steve's expedition team. I don't know if that makes sense. And you're going to see those artifacts and how they fit into the current as well as the historical narrative. Hopefully I made sense on that. So going back to 2013, my thinking, what does this have to do with anything? And if it's true, wow. Now it's true. And okay, that question has been asked and answered, as they say in the court of law, asked and answered. And you're going to find, and you know, one last thing, Steve, and I'm sorry for taking too much time. I just want to say this again, to be clear, Saturday the 30th, log into your account or register and then log in and get the videos. And then Wednesday of next week, get the PDF. It's that simple. And please read, listen, and pray on it. Go somewhere quiet and just look at what is being presented here, because this changes everything. To me, this changes everything. It makes the Bible, to me, come alive. It makes it real. Now, a lot of people might say, well, I don't need that. And you know what? You probably don't. Then don't. But for those of you who are looking for that little extra, go ahead. And really understand how much it's, and if I were an attorney, and I'm not, and Steve was an investigator working for me, and he's not, but if that were the case, this would be a slam dunk in a court of law, I guess is what I'm saying. This would be a slam dunk. So I want to thank from the bottom of my heart, Steve Quayle, his expedition team, Jesse and everyone else, the people behind all of that, and Daniel Holdings for putting it into an easy to understand, easy for me to understand, linear thought process. Because after I spoke with Daniel Holdings, I've got to say, the light bulb went on. I said, okay, yep, that's right. Okay, I got it now. But that PDF is going to do that for you as well. So with that, hopefully, Steve, I didn't waste too much time, but I want to get that out because the connections are so unbelievable between what you've done here and what people are going to get that I love it. I love it. This is the best thing I think you've ever done.
Well, I think it's the culmination, Doug, of God's leading in my life, in Daniel Holding's life, in your life. And, you know, the people that have been associated with the entire undertaking in Mexico, Jesse was literally, you know, just pun intended, but his story is miraculous. You know, it's just a miraculous thing. He prayed. He accepted Jesus, I guess, by listening to my testimony on Coast to Coast, came to Jesus and asked the Lord if someday he could work with that guy. Well, I guess that guy had a name. But I want people to understand this. Not everyone is called to this. All that I care about is the truth. And what I made the comment to the Lord multiple times, Lord, I always want to be part of something greater than anything any man could self-generate so you can get the glory. people have come into the sphere of Gen 6 and been taken out for the wrong motive. I don't mean died, but just left it. People have, you know, been associated with it and have left it. All I can say now, you guys, is from the North, East, West, and South, those who are affiliated, Jed Benoit, gift from heaven. If it weren't for Jed, there would have been no conferences. If it weren't for the conferences, there would be no videos. Darren Geisinger, responsible for the private briefings. And they get, they're getting better and better. And one guy asked me, and God bless him, he just asked me, well, what do I care if China does this or China does that on the super soldier program? Well, Doug, it's the same reason why if people understand the root of evil, they can understand the basis of all super soldier programs is to take the supernatural essence of fallen angels, infusing it into human beings and making, if you will, Marvel comic book. And fortunately, some of the Marvel comic book, and I don't pay attention to that, but they're not ugly. Everything that I've seen that Satan in his rebellion has tried to genetically create has been some of the most, I would say this, obscene genetic assemblages of parts that exist. I mean, they literally make you want to vomit. And people you are seeing, when I say people, I don't mean that, talk about God's people. Specifically, Hagman viewers, our supporters, you're getting this stuff in real time. In real time, I mean, obviously 2 months ago, but is presented stuff no one else has seen. And this is to give you, equip you with the understanding about, well, do you know the Hebrews didn't build the Great Pyramids? Of course they didn't. They existed 10,000 years before the Hebrews were taken, went down into Egypt. So, see, Doug, by having a basis of understanding the true history, people will say, well, I never knew Christians could think that way. Christianity from the pulpit has rotted from the head down.
Right.
I'm sorry, that may make people unhappy, but nobody wants to deal with the idea of fallen angels being able to transform themselves, as the Apostle Paul said, into angels of light and taking on the appropriate male plumbing to impregnate earth women from which the giants descend. And then that giant DNA, and I said this for 27 years on my own podcast, the most sought after substance in the universe isn't antimatter. It is the genetic seed of the giants that's been mummified, that's been preserved, that is absolutely in the possession of the major governments in the world with the most secret labs. And oh, by the way, there were 46 biological labs. And when I first said this, even on your show, when the whole Ukraine fiasco, oh, that's not true. Yes, it's true. And then you notice that there's an announcement, what, a couple days ago, that the Chinese now have individual specific bioweapons. Doug, that is the spirit of the living God warning his people. And the protection is in Jesus. Look, Jesus loves his creation, but he will force no one to come to him of any forced will. Satan forces his followers to worship him in blood sacrifice. We don't need to do that. We've gone there enough. Maybe not enough, but I think we have. And yet, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. That's our Lord Jesus Christ. And God loves his creation. But God will not spare evil from his judgment. And Doug, that's why I say to people, you can quote 2 Chronicles 7:14 about if my people, which are called by my name, will humble themselves, seek my face, turn from their wicked way and pray, then I'll hear from heaven. As I've said before, that was a 50-year-ago movement of God across the country during the Jesus movement. But now all we have is politicos in the pulpits. We have more ordained Luciferian priests in the pulpit. We have more on television than anybody can imagine. And yet people somehow think that this is real Christianity. It isn't. There's no relation to real Christianity in contemporary Christianity, in my opinion. And the people that want it, the truth, Jesus said, you'll find the truth when you seek for it with all your heart. And so what I want people to understand is, our whole expedition, Everything I've written, everything I've produced hinges on the fact of the word of God. I didn't choose this for myself. A man has nothing except he received it from above. And if we're all concerned with God's glory, then wouldn't we be telling his story, Doug? I'll throw it back to you. Wouldn't we be telling his story and not trying to build our own story with 50,000 members and blah, blah, blah? I mean, where is God's glory in that? That's an honest question. I don't see it.
No, you're exactly right. The statement you made about the Christian church, well, the church is rotting from the head down, it's 100% accurate. You know, and this is why I was talking to a member of Russ's team, and we were talking about, well, gee, you know, what do we do? Where do we find a church to go to? How can we? You know, what do we do? Because we're like, I feel so alone. The conversation went that way. And we were talking and we said, well, you know, it's you create a church by the presence of more than one person. And what you said earlier too, I want to touch on this. Going back to Russ's team, and by the way, folks, the reconstituted Russ's team, I'm telling you what, they are working. We are working hard to maintain Russ's legacy and his effectiveness in fighting this spiritual battle in which we find ourselves. I find it very interesting. Right before Russ passed away, Steve, he was so excited about the things that you were talking about. When I say excited, I mean, it was almost like he found a key to unlock this. Locked door, the door that's been locked to him and others for so long, through the Glyph Project, through the angelic writings, and the progress that was about to be made prior to his passing, makes me ponder things, okay, about Russ's passing. I'll just leave it there. But that said, we're not going to stop. But I want to show you this, if possible. What you just mentioned about the DNA weapons, folks, they exist. And, you know, remember how long ago? Everyone's excited. Oh, we're going to send my DNA in and they're going to tell me where my ancestors came from. Well, guess what? Lawmakers, it's being reported, are concerned about the Chinese and other globalist organizations being able to use the DNA they collect as a mechanism to target you, me, and others very specifically. In other words, they may take me and my family out and my neighbor, not so much. Here it is, House Rep. Worried 23andMe, for example, 23andMe will lead to bioweapons that kill specific people based on DNA. Steve's been talking about this for how long? How long? And there it is. I just want to kind of put an exclamation point there after what you said about that, because it's being reported. That's also in the New York Post and other publications. Steve, go ahead, sir.
Well, I think, Doug, the biggest slap in the face and the greatest intelligence gathering operation in history was the release of the bioweapon, then the putting forth of the test for the bioweapon. I'm talking about the Chinese. The Chinese, it's estimated from the people that I know, of those tested for COVID-19 have 80% of the individual DNA of all tested. That's for Western Europe. That's for the United States. That's for different areas in Southeast Asia. And so in essence, they have the largest, if you will, weapon accessible, genetic weapons accessible database in the world. Now, that would be enough if people just could wrap their brains around that. But let me take you one step further. What about all the Olympic athletes? Where did they all gather? These represent the creme de la creme, the cream of the crop, some of the most physically fit men and women in the world. Oh, they all ended up in Beijing. How many times were they tested? Multiple times daily. What did that produce, Doug, in the way of DNA? What did it produce? It produced the best. That's a rhetorical question. It produced the best of the best DNA acceptable to the genetic weapons bio labs. And they can single out specific genes they want, incorporate that into their, and this is going to sound hard, but I stand by my statement. I'm not backing down on it. The ultimate goal is the destruction of every human being on Earth other than the Chinese. The Chinese believe they are the children of the dragon. The Chinese believe they are to rule the world. The Chinese have a plan to do that. And if people think, oh, that's far out there. Gee, those kind of questions, you know, those statements make me question, quail. The General Hao Xian, Haotian, made the statement that the Chinese have no problem killing every man, woman, and child in America. So, ladies and gentlemen, is it such a jump or such a leap of faith to know they just succeeded in acquiring 80% of the world's DNA? So tell me, Doug, the meek will inherit the earth under the kingdom of God. But until God puts an end to the madness of rebellious mankind under Lucifer's control, that's the bottom line. So I hope I'm being clear. Am I making that point clear?
100%. That
and if you can say it better, please do, because you're
no, I don't think so. I think you made the case. And again, think about this too. And you feel free to replace the word Chinese with any other entity as well. All right. There's a battle going on, a spiritual battle, as well as a physical battle going on to destroy and replace the human race. That's right, isn't it? I mean, that's a correct statement. I mean, they want to wipe out the human race. When I say they, I'm talking about multiple interested parties want to wipe out God's creation, including and especially the Chinese.
Steve, well, and here's the deal. Water tipped over. Yeah. Here's the deal. The arguments against it are no longer subject to any evidence to the skeptic, okay? The skeptics can no longer argue against fact, just like the mask of the beast, America's yellow star moment. There's no evidence to support it. And now you've got people have died, whether it's Burks or Bricks and what's his name, Fauci, and they contradict themselves every other statement. The gain of function funding for the Wuhan virus. You see, at the heart of the matter, and I want people to understand this, at the heart of the matter, Lucifer wants the end of all humanity, human beings. Doesn't care if they cause every female in the world to abort. Doesn't care if they inject every young child, every infant with some genetic anomalous goo. And ladies and gentlemen, you know, you can even say their whole attitude towards us is goo-you, G-O-O-Y-O-U. So in stating that, there is no argument to the truth. You can avoid it. You can deny it. You can attack those who speak it. But at the end of the day, if you are a human being and you're capable of criticizing us, your days are numbered. And so what you had better come to grips with, as everyone who listens to this podcast had better come to grips with, they will have no grandchildren. I'm sorry, but Jesus said it this way. Jesus said, if God himself, God the Father, didn't shorten the days for the elect's sake, there would be no flesh, no humanity left alive. Even they're corrupting the animal kingdom. Everything that God created in the book of Genesis saw that it was good. And when God says something's good, it's good. But when the devil hears those words, when the devil sees one human being left alive, he knows that God created that human being. So for that reason, Jesus said, just as in the days of Noah, so would it be in the coming of the days of him, his second coming, and we're right there. And my opinion, is Jesus coming tomorrow? No, but I'd start saying 42 months from now, you better start looking for the return of Jesus. No man knows the day or the hour of his return except God the Father, but we do know he returns.
You know, I don't think before, again, now I don't want to, I know I don't want to copy what you say, but how can I say this? I find myself gravitating toward that. That statement about just like in the days of Noah, okay, I did not fully understand that, how God could wipe out humanity. Well, he didn't. And it was a corrupted, genetic, non-God-created populace. I guess, and I'll ask you, is that an accurate statement?
That's as accurate, as succinct, bottom line as it can be.
Okay.
And so when people say, oh, you serve a horrid God, he kills men, women, children. No, he didn't. The real humans were left. Noah and his family, they were perfect in their generations. They were perfect in their generations. Now, somebody asked me a question. Good question. I can't answer this. If God only redeemed the eight that weren't genetically corrupted, what happens, Doug, to the ongoing willful genetic corruption that people claiming to be Christians are listening to the lies of the devil through the mouthpieces of the devil, being told to get a mutagenic injection? I don't have an answer for this. I want to make it clear. But why would anybody take something that a world that hates God has to offer to supposedly keep him alive when we know the narrative? This is why the Genesis 6 narrative is so important. This is why, of all of the translators and geneticists and molecular biologists all over the world that have worked on this glyph project, and by the way, I know none of their names by my request. The point being is they were all astonished to find the thread of genetic manipulation, even gene formulas. In other words, how do you make this ugly looking hybrid, even to the genetic formula? Why would that be on 9,000-year-old artifacts? What relevance? Somebody said, well, that DNA wasn't discovered until blah, blah, blah. That's not true. That's when mankind discovered it.
Correct.
The fallen angels knew about it before that.
So what you just said there to me is the essence of everything, whether it be the mini conference fundraiser, the information there, to just general the way things are happening today. That's the essence of everything because, okay, so how, taking that apart a little bit, how can you worship a God that is so, vicious to wipe humanity out? He didn't do that. I mean, that did not happen. It was a corrupted, non-God created humanity. How could this happen again? In other words, how can people be so utterly deluded into taking this mutagenic injection that changes your DNA? Well, it doesn't change your DNA. Well, wait a second. Yes, it does, through the mechanism of messenger RNA into the DNA. How, and that goes back to, again, your comment about, well, DNA wasn't discovered until 1951, 52, 53 in that time period. So how is this even possible? But that aside, the Christian church has been so contaminated because, and this is, and I'll end it right here. The Christian church has been so contaminated because this stuff, this information like this about the DNA, corrupted DNA, the information that's in the mini conference that you'll see, the Christian church has been so corrupted by the censorship of this information. Censorship, just like today. You won't find this on social media. It's been censored. It's been kept from the Christians. And so you've got a lot of people, some acting in good faith, some acting in ignorance, some acting in malice. So you've got this combination. And we are setting ourselves up for the same period, or being set up for the same period as in the days of Noah. If that made sense, I hope it did. But
you made perfect sense. You made perfect sense. And as you just described that, that's what, if the words of Jesus aren't important concerning what's going to be taking place in the time period immediately preceding his second coming, then Doug, I don't know what's a more important subject than the second coming of Jesus Christ. I don't. And that's why all of this narrative has been covered up in the church, because they don't worship the living God, nor his son, Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. They worship a religious concept, but not the King of Glory. So how you laid it out is what it's all about. And to the brothers of Russ Dizdar and the whole group, you guys are the church. You start praying for God to bring like-minded individuals and make them show fruit of their faith. Because, Doug, the biggest mistake I made in the last 60 days was, nope, I won't go there. When people will not show fruit of faith, never let anyone into your group unless they pray. Unless they can pray, see how tenderly they speak of Jesus. If they cannot pray, well, that's a private matter. My relationship with God is private. Why should you care? That attitude, never have anything to do with that attitude. That is not the spirit, that the Holy Spirit that led Russ all those years. And, you know, I think I've told everybody this. He left a message when I was really sick. And by the grace of God, it's transferred to my computer now. But I have never erased the words. When he's praying for me to live and not die, very shortly, within a matter of days, is when he came down with COVID and died. Not because he prayed for me, but that's what kind of an individual Russ is. That's the Russ you knew, Doug. That's the Russ the team knew. And what a gift to man. And just like, I don't understand why God took him at that time. I do believe, though, you and I came to the conclusion that because of what was planned, God delivered Russ from the horrific nature of what certain evil entities wanted to do to him. Is that your understanding at this point too?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And there's so much more of a backstory that should be left to the family. I mean,
absolutely. Let me tell you something. If people can't see the front story, why give them the backstory? But to all of those of you who supported Russ, loved him, prayed for him, God bless you. What time is it? How many more minutes do we have?
We've got about 3 minutes left, brother, and it's all yours.
Okay. Well, in conclusion, I would like to thank all of you that are going to be signing up for the conference. And by the way, you can sign up for it after, too. It's just going to be placed up on Saturday. The contents are copyrighted. You're getting stuff that has not seen by humans outside of the dig team in real time. You're going to see and be able to have a document. Let's just call it what it is. It's almost like a master's thesis in reality-based history. And it's going to give you the background and the foundation to understand the times that are coming. We put the UFOs into perspective. We put, now, Doug, there's a return to pharaohs. There's a return. And Obama was the only president in history that ever linked himself or was linked to Tutankhamun, obviously, of Egyptian fame, of Amenhotep IV, who DNA in Swiss DNA studies was not human. He was a hybrid. There's a whole lot of evidence in this thing. And the conclusions, I think, are you're going to see some well-developed conclusions, because what we're seeing now is evil. We're experiencing evil that was set in motion under the Obama transformation of America, and we're seeing it taking place, that the United States is basically become a hissing, as the prophet Jeremiah spoke, a hissing in the nations around us. But you, beloved of the living God, you who know Jesus is your Lord and Savior, he in his word is the only one that can keep you, can keep me, can keep Doug, can keep us all against the evil day. And he did say, behold, I give you power to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt us. But it takes a collective prayer, intercession, and fasting for some of those things to come to pass. So, Doug, God bless you. Thank you, Eric, for doing what you've done to get this thing ready. And I think people, your minds will be blown. Your minds will be blown.
Amen. That's why I love that man. And I love our time together. Steve Quayle from stevequayle.com, gen6.com. Folks, get all of the intellectual products you can from gen6.com, including Mega Drought, the books, as well as make sure you sign up for, register for the mini conference. begins Saturday. You can pre-register, post-register, register same day. Just do it, and you'll thank us later. Steve, thank you. God bless you. Take care. Talk soon. All right, folks, that'll do it. Everyone, have a great night. Oh, have a great night. God bless each and every one of you, and thank you from the bottom of my heart. Good night.